We've discussed this idea in the past about the Shabbos, that Parshas Chayesara, based on the calendar, is almost always going to be Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev. That this Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim for Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And what's the connection between Chayesara and Rosh Chodesh Kislev? So we've discussed this idea before, but it's a very worthwhile idea to revisit every year until you guys say, oh yeah, okay, we know exactly what you're talking about, right? Because it's a Torah from Rav Moshe Wolfson, Mashgiach of Torah Vadas, Rav of Emunas Yisrael in Barrow Park. And the Sefer Emunas Yisrael brings down really a beautiful idea that we know there's a famous medrash about the Avram Avinu seeking out the proper place for Sarah to be buried and sensing something special from the Ma'ara, from the cave. And we know that it's a Ma'ara, a Machpelah, Machpelah from a Lashon, an expression of Kaful, of doubled. It's a double cave. It's a Ma'ara B'toch Ma'ara. There's a cave inside a cave. And we know that Avram Avinu, some say, was able to smell something very, very special coming out of the Ma'ara. And we know that the power of smell has a unique ability to connect to the deepest places in the soul. And why is that? Because it was the only one of the five senses not used in the chait of Adam and Chava. If you look in Bereishis, you look at the sin of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, Tovara, that it was the only one of the senses not used in the sin, based upon how the Pasuk describes the sin, it was the only one. So some Midrashim say that Avram Avinu smelled something very chashuv, and he followed the smell to this cave. This very, very dark cave, again, kufel, it's doubled, it was a cave inside a cave, and yet he sensed a great light coming from this cave. And of course, this great light, some say, was the Gemara has an idea that it was from actually the bodies of Adam and Chava that were lying there, that were still shining. After all, they were created by God directly, right? The only human beings that had that, they were directly created by the Ribono Shalom. So obviously, bodies were very different in that way from our bodies. And it gave off a great, great light. And Avram Avinu realized that this is where I need to be. This is where I want to be buried. This should be La'olam Vaed. And we know that Ma'aras HaMachpelah, and specifically Chevron, has great significance. The whole name of Chevron, right? What does Chevron mean? What's the Lashon? Chibur, it means connection. Chaver, a friend, is someone you're connected to. And Chevron is the idea that even in a time of Churban, destruction, there is still a Chibur. There's still a connection. That's why it's a burial place. That even when a person leaves this world, we recognize that there's still a Chibur to the Ribono Shel Olam, and there is, of course, a Chibur to us. So what does that have to do with Kislev? What does that have to do with, of course, the holiday of Kislev, which is Chanukah? In Eretz Yisrael, the donuts have been rolling off the racks already for a couple of weeks. It's not just starting now. You know, it's like, you know, when do they say, when the Lahavda, when does Christmas start in America?
You know, earlier now.
Before then, Halloween. Before Halloween, it's already Christmas time. It's already Christmas time. Before Halloween, they're already. So in Eretz Yisrael, you know, Baruch Hashem, that's what they say. I always quote the Gemara in Ksubas, Kol Adar B'chutzlar, it's Kilo Oved Avodah Zarah. When you live outside the land of Israel, it's as if you're an idol worshiper. Why? Because we know when Christmas is, we know who Santa Claus is, we know the Easter Bunny is. You know, those living in Eretz Yisrael, they don't know. They think Santa Claus is Saba Sukkah, right? They don't know, you know. What's an Easter bunny? I don't know what an Easter bunny is. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's right after Sukkot. That's when they start selling the loaded donuts, you know. In America, it's right after, I guess, July 4th that you start seeing Christmas decorations, right? So that's Lahavdil. That's the tzar of us living in Galus. But what is it then specifically about Kislev, about Chanukah, that is so significant connecting to the Ma'ara? So we know that we've discussed many, many times before, what is the chashivas of Ner Chanukah based upon the teaching of the Ma'arinayim, the Holy Chernobyler, and others, that Chanukah is the time that the Ar HaGonuz, the hidden light from God, the light that existed only during creation and then was hidden, is able to be drawn out, right? The hidden light the or that God saw was too good almost for the world, and where did Hashem plant it? So different pshatim, but we know there are those who say that it's planted inside of us. That or haganuz, or zaru la tzadikim, liyishrelev simcha, it was planted for the tzadikim, and or some in tzadikim, and ameich kulam tzadikim, la'olam yishur, it's that the Jewish people, everyone's a tzadik. Right? Everyone has that potential. Everyone starts at that level to be able to draw out that great light. And that's what tzaddikim say, that it's specifically during Hanukkah that we draw out the light. The light of a person who feels their charuv, the light of a person who feels that she's destroyed, wiped out, a person who doesn't feel a connection to spirituality, doesn't feel that connection to Hashem, you know, that feels that they're in the ma'ara, shebetoch ma'ara, they're in the cave inside of a cave. Right? There's no one that's ever truly cut off from that spirituality, from that potential, from that great light. And that's really why the Mashgiach Rav Wolfson explains, Chayisara is kimat always. It's almost always the Shabbos Mevarchim of Kislev. Because it's when, you know, Lahavdil, like Aladdin, the cave is opened, right? This is the Shabbos that the cave opens. This is the Shabbos that the Ma'ara opens. And when the Ma'ara opens, the light starts to pour out. That light of Adam and Chava, the light of being Yitzir Kapov, of being the one created by the Ribon Shalom, the light that's in every Jewish person's soul, right? That is the deepest connection to the Ribon Shalom, a light, of course, that's expressed in the Neiros Chanukah. So that's why when we come to Shabbos Chayisara, there's always a great excitement. There's always, and it's not only because Chanukah is coming, meaning this is the Hakdama to Hanukkah. Chayisara is what enables us to opens us up to start talking about, start connecting to Hanukkah. So that's just al pi Hakdama of understanding what Parshas Chayisara is al pi derech avoda in terms of, you know, the serious work that we want to do in terms of connecting to different things spiritually. So Chayisara allows us to reconnect ourselves. And that's why, of course, there are many tzaddikim who say, you thought the Yom Naram was over at Ilah? Ha! You thought the Yom Naram was over at Hoshana Rabbah? Ha! You thought the Yom Naram was over by Simchas Torah of Atta Harei Saladas? Ha! You know when Yom Naram's really over? Zos Chanukah. The last day of Chanukah is when Yom Naram's really over. Why? Because, and again, this is from the Ma'ari Nayim, based upon the Gemara and Shabbos in the second parak, B'Mamadlikin, that there are neshamas that are only touched by Chanukah. There are neshamas that are so darkened, they're so cut off, they're so hester, shebetoch hester, afilu b'hastar, they're hidden in the deepest places, that even Yom Kippur can't touch them. Even Simchas Torah can't touch them. And what can bring out those neshamas? Chanukah. Chanukah can have those neshamas. And that's why Chanukah is not a Yontif D'Araisa. Chanukah is, in fact, the last Yontif that was created. Chanukah is the last Yontif that we have. The last Yontif that were given to us by Chazal. And that's why they say, in Chanukah is Oro Shel Mashiach. The light of Mashiach shines in Chanukah. Why Dafka Chanukah? Because again, Chanukah is about connecting us to who we really are. That even we know what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. We know what the Gemara in Sota says. The generations before Mashiach comes, do you know how decrepit the world is going to be? You know how paradoxical the world is going to be? The erbuvia, the mixture of light and dark, it's unbelievable. And that's why Chanukah is the yontif, that in the darkness, what do you have? You have the light. Do you ever think about it? Where are you ideally supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah? Outside. You're supposed to bring light into the darkness. That's what you're supposed to do. It's an amazing thing, and obviously everything that we do physically is have tremendous, tremendous spiritual ramifications. That's where the tzaddikim will say that when you start the bracha, you're supposed to hold the candle up, and you're supposed to ideally bring it down to the menorah. Why? Don't light with it here and then bring it up, because it's supposed to be that, you know, the awakening below, that we're drawing down great light from Shemayim. We're drawing down this tremendous light that's a reflection of who we are. And so that's why, how can you judge a person? How can you judge a person who didn't know who she was, who didn't know who he was until this just then? How can you judge them until they have a Chanukah? Until first day of Chanukah, they're able to connect to that that hidden light that organas, and then you have a week. After the first day of Hanukkah, you have another week. You have seven more days of a week of tshuva and of connection. So that's really what Parshas Chayesara opens us up to. That's the message of the Ma'ara, of the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, of the double covering, the double cave, that even there, we have to, specifically there, not even, specifically there, we have to be able to seek out, to smell, and to look for that great light that we all have. So that's just Al Pi Derech HaKdama. I hope some of you remember that this is really what Parshas Chayesara is, and this is getting us ready for Hanukkah, right? A very, very exalted and holy time. And then when we look at Parshas Chayesara, there are so many things to talk about in Chayesara itself, but I want to talk about a phrase that we find in Chayesara that we don't really find by too many other people, if any at all, right? And that is in Perek Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, page 108, 109 in the Stones Chumash, V'Avraham Zaken Ba Bayamim, V'Adonai Berech Es Avraham Bakol. And Avram is old, Ba Bayamim, coming with his days, and Hashem blesses Avram with everything. So first of all, the phrase Ba Bayamim, we don't find by anyone else in Bereishis. We don't find it by Yitzchak, we don't find it by Yaakov, we don't find it by Yosef, we don't find it by Sarah, we don't find it by anyone else. So what does this mean, Avram Zaken Ba Bayamim? What does it mean that he's coming with his days? Again, the fact that he's old, doesn't that mean Ba Bayamim? We didn't find it by Noah, we didn't find it by Yaakov. So what does that mean, Zaken Ba Bayamim? And then Vashem Beirachas Avram Bakal? Who else are we told that way? He blesses him. Yaakov says, I have everything. But what's this connection between Ba Bayamim and Beirachas Avraham Bakal? That he blessed Avram with everything. So there's a beautiful Torah from Moshe Mikobrin, one of the early Hasidic masters. That's also a Torah from the Shlach Kaddish. And this Nesivah Shalom, the Slah number brings down. It's also something that you find in the Shlach Kaddish by Psachim, where they say a very interesting thing, that a person who doesn't do a Maisa Chesed one day, it's as if you weren't alive that day. If you don't do a Maisa Chesed one day, it's as if you didn't live that day. What does that mean? Right? Doesn't say if you don't daven one day. Doesn't say if you don't learn Torah one day. It says if you don't do a Maisa Chesed one day, you didn't live that day. So why is that? What does that mean? What's that based on? So if you look in Moshe Mikobrin, if you look in the Shlach Kaddosh, so you'll see it's based upon a Pasuk in Tehillim. They brought the Slonimer to be able to quote you the Pasuk in Tehillim because that's the way things work, right? I'm not going to bring you a Tehillim. I'll bring you the Slonimer and he'll quote the Tehillim, right? Isn't that the way we learn, right? No? It's not the way we're supposed to, but that is the way we do it. But Tehillim Nun Beis, Chesed, Kel Kol Hayom, that it's chesed of God all day long. There's all day long, there's chasdei Hashem. And we know that the pasuk perek later in Tehillim tells us that Olam Chesed Ibaneh, we've quoted many, many times, that the act of creation is an act of chesed from the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? So then, if really the whole world is an act of love, is an act of chesed from the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? Now we understand why each and every day, if you're not living a day, it's as if you didn't do chesed. It's as if you didn't do chesed, it's as if you didn't live that day. Why? Because we know, we say as part of davening, ha-mechadish b'tuvo, b'chol yom tamid ma'asav v'reishis, that Hashem, because of the goodness that the Ribbono Shel Olam has, derech ha-tov leitiv, the way of the good is to just want to do good to others. So we know, ha-mechadish b'tuvo, b'chol yom tamid ma'asav v'reishis. That every day, Tamid, constantly, Hashem is recreating the world. Every day, Olam Chesed Ibanef, we're saying that Hashem is creating the world every day, and the world was created as an act of kindness. So what does that mean? That means every day there's Chesed of Hashem that pours into the world. And we know that we say that in Modim, right? What do we say when we bow to Hashem in Modim, the sense of a spotless, a sense of nullification, recognizing that we have nothing without the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what Tzaddikim say, that the sense of bowing is a sense of shiftless, it's a sense of lowliness. We bow when we say thank you, because saying thank you is ultimately an act of submissiveness, that we understand we can't do this without Hashem. And what do we say in Modim? Anisecha shebechal yom imanu v'aniflosecha v'tovesecha shebechal eis erev avoker v'tzarayim. Right? Every moment. every evening, morning, and afternoon. We're relying on your miracles. Right? How does Tehillim end? What's the last pasuk in Tehillim? Kol Hanishama Tehallel Yah, Hallelujah, right? That every soul. Kol Hanishama Baruch Hazal say Al Kol Neshima Neshima Tehallel Ka. Kol Hanishama Neshama, soul is from a lashon of Neshima, of breath, because we know that's how God created human beings, by breathing into them, Neshmas Chaim, Ruach Chaim. So therefore, Al Kol Neshima Neshima, every breath that we have, we have to say thank you to the Ribono Shel Olam. And what's more, he quotes a Zohar, a little bit of a frightening Zohar, that when a person has a gezeira against them, if there's a decree that comes against a person, the lashon of the Zohar is mazmin lo min hashamayim ani o mitzvah acheret shel chesed. That if there's a gezeira, there's a decree against the person in the world above, so Hashem will make that. Will give you an opportunity to do tzedakah, to give money to a poor person, or a different mitzvah of chesed, and through the chesed, there'll be hamtakas adinim, and the gzeira will become nullified. Hamtakas adinim, a sweetening of the gzeira against you, and that's why you should know the Rav Moshe Wolfson, he shares a story that someone once came to complain, there's so many schnorrers and so many, you know, that come around, you know, in Springfield, that's how you know we're not a big community. Right? Because, Baruch Hashem, we're not a big community. Because, you know, Sunday afternoon, you don't get knocks on your door every 2 minutes, do you? Mamish, I have told me the move. What? Yeah, that's about you, right. Right, because their witness hall is right down from you in South Springfield. But, you know, I mean, I have told me the move, asked me, like, what's my chiyuv like? Where they live in the five towns up in Bergen County, that mamish, every few minutes is a knock at the door. And it's another schnarr. Like, what do you do? I mean, I grew up with that because my father was a rabbi of an 800 family shul in the 50s. So I knew what it was. I mean, they used to go to the back door if no one answered. Like, they would, I was like, what the heck? It was scary. No, it was scary, like mamish. It was like some of them were very aggressive, and my grandmother would yell at them. Okay, it was very labedic, very, very labedic. It was always, always labedic. But the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send you an opportunity for chesed, Zohar says it could be because it's an opportunity to remove a din. Remember the famous, famous story about Rabbi Kiva's daughter on the night of her wedding, right? The story with Rabbi Kiva's daughter on the night of her wedding. Rabbi Kiva was told that the bad thing's going to happen to your daughter, that she's going to get married, she's not going to survive. And, you know, Rabbi Kiva was so nervous, and his daughter's wedding took place. Everything was good, and Imam should know what it was. And the next morning, she pulled the hairpin out of the wall, and what was stuck to the hairpin? No? No one heard of the story? It's in the Gemara. There was a venomous snake that she killed when she stuck her hairpin into the wall. And Rabbi Kiva said to his daughter, what happened? Tell me what happened at the chasana. Tell me something that happened. Tell me anything that your night didn't go exactly. She said, well, I saw there was one poor person that everyone was ignoring at the chasana, and this guy was going around, and I told him, come here. And he came to my table, and I gave him my food. Right? What Kala wants to eat at her chasana, right? You know, you take food back with you after to eat, right? But otherwise, you can remember to eat at your chasana, right? It's enough to that I... When I'm inside of Kiddush and I make the Chazon Nikala wash. Just wash. Just do me a favor. Wash, say Hamotzi. What you eat, I don't care. Just wash, say Hamotzi, okay? Otherwise, the whole Shiloh, Shav Brachos, if they don't wash, okay? You know, it's not because I'm so concerned about the Chazon Nikala. I'm just concerned with the Brachos of Atala, about the Shav Brachos at the end. But she said, and she gave food to that poor person. Rabbi Kiva said that's what it was. He said there was a gezeira against you, and you ripped up the gezeira through your act of chesed, right? That's the koach of chesed. That's a mechadish betovo b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. But what does this mean? It means at the same time that we therefore have to do an act of chesed, because we know from the Baal Shem we quoted it, and from the Ruach Chaim, from Chaim Volozhiner, Hashem tzilcha yad yiminecha. Hashem is like the shadow of your right hand. And what does that mean, that Hashem is your shadow? It means that, right, anyone remember this? Again, this is also one of our greatest hits, the Baal Shem Tov, that Hashem does what you do, right? Your shadow moves the way you move. That means Hashem will treat you the way you treat others. So if you want the chesed of Hashem, and we need that chesed of Hashem every day just to survive, just to get through a day, so what does that mean? That means every day you have to do chesed. You have to do an act of chesed. It should be mechaven. That it should have in mind, what is your chesed going to be that day? And now we understand a little bit of what pshat is, Vashem berachas Avram bakol, and what does it mean, Avram zaken baba yamin? What does it mean that Avraham was old and he was baba yamin? What does it mean now? No? What was Avram Avinu's midah? Avram Avinu was the midah sachesed. Avram Avinu was that amud hachesed, right? The world stands on three things. Torah avodah gemilas chasadim. Avram Avinu is gemilas chasadim. That's what some say the Gemara in Psachim means. When Hashem told Avram that there's going to be the zechus of you and your sons are going to stand for your children for all time, but b'chach osman, that it's your zechus that's going to be the chasima, that's going to seal the end of time, meaning that it's going to be chesed, it's going to be the ava, it's going to be that the antithesis of sin eschinam that's going to ultimately seal existence, meaning that's going to ultimately bring Mashiach Tzidkena. That's how some understand the Gemara in Psachim. But when we see this Lashon, Avram Zaken Baba Yamim, it's not a stira, meaning Avram was old, and Baba Yamim, that every day Avram Avinu had what? Every day he did a Maisa Chesed. He lived with Chesed. And that's why Avram Avinu, who understood what Chesed was when he's sending, when he needs a shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu, where does he send Eliezer? Sends him to a place where he can find a balas chesed. Right? And that's why, what's Eliezer's test for the shidduch for Yitzchak? A woman who not only you, but
his camels.
Even your camels. And tzaddikim say that, why? That you could see a person suffering, you have rachmanis on the person. But certainly back in the day, you saw a camel. Did you have rachmanis on a camel? Camel? Maybe a cat, a dog, you know. A camel? Last time you had rachmanis on a camel. A camel is like an ox. A camel is a donkey, a beast of burden. Certainly back then. Going through the desert, you have rachmanis on a camel? So no, that's the ultimate chesed. You have rachmanis on a person. An animal, of course, is an Isser of Tzar Balechayim. Possibly, we've discussed Halachas Yom and Isser Da Rais of Tzar Balechayim. But for Eliezer, says, I need a real Balas Chesed. I need her to even give to my camels. Not to my other men, to my camels. Then I'm going to know that she's a Balas Chesed. And Avram, also, because Avram Avinu knew his son. What was Yitzchak's Midah? It was not Chesed. Yitzchak was Gevura. Yitzchak was Gevura. Avram Avinu knew, I need someone to balance out my son. Yitzchak is Gevura, the Pachad Yitzchak, a certain fear, a certain tzimtzum, that you know, pulling back, that Yitzchak, that Gevura really is. So he knew, I need a Balas Chesed to balance out. And that's, of course, that's why, who do they have as their child? Yaakov, who is Teferes. Yaakov is the balance between Chesed and Gevura. That's why, as we've explained many times before, Yaakov is Bechir Shabbos. Yaakov, in a certain sense, Alpi Kabbalah Zohar tells us, is the greatest of the Avos. Because Yaakov is the one that, why is Mitaso Shlema, why are all his children part of Klal Yisrael? Avram has a child that's not part of Klal Yisrael. You could say, okay, that's because he had one child with Hagar. What about Yitzchak and Rivka? It's only Yitzchak and Rivka. They have one child that's not part of Klal Yisrael. Right? Esav. Right? Because the midah of chesed could be corrupted and was corrupted in Yishmael. The midah of gevur can be corrupted and it was corrupted in Esav. But Yaakov Avinu, that really is a thin synthesis of his father, gevura, and his mother, kulo chesed, he is teferes, that's harmony, that's beauty. And therefore, him, mitaso shlema. That's why all the children of Yaakov Avinu are part of Klal Yisrael. But Avram Avinu, that's why he's the Zakin Baba Yamim. Avram Avinu is the one that comes with all his days. Because every day Avram Avinu does chesed, every day he's really alive, as from Ramosha Kabriner and from the Shalah Kadosh. And that's why Vashem Berechas Avram Bakol. Why is Avram Avinu the one that's blessed us with everything? Because we said, what's the koach of chesed? The koach of chesed is dafka, to be able to draw down all the shefa to you. All of the special divine bounty. Because you could do chesed beruchnius ubegashmius. You could do chesed that's spiritual chesed. You could do chesed that's a physical chesed. And so you'll be rewarded in kind. Right? Those arubos ha-shamayim, that's the idea of Hashem berechas Avram bakol. And that's why when we talk about, you know, the limudim of Sefer Bereishis, when we talk about what we're supposed to take away with from Sefer Bereishis, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, and the limudim that, you know, Sefer Bereishis, the stories are also Torah. You know, from Avram and Sarah, we understand the tremendous chashivas of chesed, and that we understand that this is how the Jewish people are founded. It has to start with chesed, because without chesed, it doesn't get off the ground. And that's why Avram Avinu really is the one who does what? He begins the process of fixing the world that was broken through Adam and Chava, through Cain and Hevel, through the Dor HaMabel, through the Dor HaFlaga. Meaning Avram Avinu is recreating the world. It's him. There was a potential that it could have been Noach. And that's why, what does Noach have to do for a whole year on the Teva? The whole year on the Teva, what is Noach doing? He's just doing chesed, and that's why, again, with animals, not with people, not rachmanos, real chesed. He's doing real chesed with animals. But unfortunately, Noach, when he comes off the Teva, as we've discussed many, many times, for a variety of reasons, it doesn't translate. So now Avram Avinu, he's the one that's being Misakin Olam. He's the one that's really fixing the world. And that's why the Ribono Shel Olam asks Avram Avinu, you know, to create this covenant together. That's why it's Avram Ahuvi. That's why it's Avram, my beloved one. And so this is something that when we're heading into the winter, when we're already, Yom Narum is in the rearview mirror, right? We're almost a month away. We're not a month away yet, but we're coming to be a month away from even Sukkis and Simchas Torah and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. But this is really the time to work, right? This is what Cheshvan is about. And going into the month of Kislev, again, there's a tremendous avoda. There's a tremendous avoda. But we have to understand that it begins with us looking at the Avos and Imahos, looking what to take from them. We spoke about Avram Avinu, right? We spoke about his Midos last time. Remember 2 weeks ago in Parshas Lech Lecha, the idea of the Nisyonos, and it was because of the Midos, and right, Pirkei Avos, Perakei, being a Talmud of Avram Avinu, what that means in terms of Midos. But now we have to translate it into Tachlis, into action. Right? It's great to have that good heart. It's great to have the Ayin Tov. It's great. Those are good. But now let's translate those into the Olam HaMaisa. And that's what Avram Avinu was able to do in such a real way. And that's what we're mechuyavos to do. That's what we're obligated to do. To live every day. To make sure we're really living every day. And again, what does it mean to live every day? Doesn't mean to daven every day. Again, I'm not saying don't daven. I said I don't have that. Doesn't mean not to learn. It means to make sure every day there's a ma'aseh of chesed. It is something. And it's so easy to do a chesed today. It could be a text to someone thinking about you. Again, they're all forms of chesed that we can do in our world today. And I think that's when we're saying goodbye to Avram and Sarah, which is what Parshas Chayesara really is about. Because next week we're on to Yitzchak and Rivka, and already into Yaakov Avinu. We have to make sure that Avram and Sarah are going to stay with us. Right? We have to make sure that Avram and Sarah are really gonna walk with us. We have them inside of us. You know, someone, a rabbinic colleague, who told me he has to speak to second graders. They're making a siyum on Sefer Bereishis in Eretz Yisrael. That's where they can do such things. So he says to me, "You're a shul rabbi. Like, what do you say to siyum for second graders on Sefer Bereishis?" I said, "What are you talking about? The second graders? Do you tell them? Do they know who Avram and Sarah really were? These are your grandparents. These are your Savta and Saba. This is your Zaidi and your Bubby. Do you know who these people are? That's who they are. They're not just people you learn about in Chumash and in stories. They're your grandparents. And just like you say, oh, you look like your grandmother, you look like your grandfather, oh, your mom. Guess what? Halavai, halavai. We should remind people of our grandparents, of Avram and Sarah, because that's who you are. And you know, it's easy. It's sad, but it's easy to say goodbye to Avram. Sorry, it's hard. It's hard when you say goodbye to Moshe, Simchas Torah morning. You know, you say goodbye to Moshe, Simchas Torah morning, you shed a little tear. We're with Moshe Rabbeinu for so long. Literally, you're with Moshe Rabbeinu. Think about it. You're with Moshe Rabbeinu for like 9 months. 10 months, you're with Moshe Rabbeinu. It's hard to say goodbye, even for just a few months. But to say goodbye to Avram and Sarah, it's a little easier. You know, we had them, they're gone. In, out. 3 weeks, that's it. We have Avram and Sarah. Lacha, Vayera, Chai Sarah. But we can't say goodbye to Avram and Sarah. We have to make sure they're with us. And that's how you're going to remember. You're going to remember because every day on your list of to-dos is going to be a Maisa Chesed. Every day. It should be a Kabbalah that every day I'm not going to go to sleep without doing a Maisa Chesed. And again, it's not hard. It's not hard. Because even if you're going to sleep at a crazy time, I'm sure there's someone in Israel you can call. Okay, so next day for them, okay. You WhatsApp someone in Israel or, okay, someone in California a few hours behind us or, I don't know, Far East, they're next. I don't know what they are. But Lamaisa, I think that this is something that we have to try and obligate ourselves in. To try and understand that the Torah is telling us, Avram Zakin Baba Yamim, you know why? Because every day. So now we should all be Zocha to emulate Avram and Sarah. And that's why Pshat also about Sarah, Kulan Shavas Latova. Why does it say it by Sarah? Again, the same type of thing. That every day, that she was the Amar HaChesed with Avram Avinu. That Kulan Shavas Latova. That's the Lashon by her. Instead of Bam Bayam, Rashi's Kulan Shavas Latova, they're all equal in their good. Meaning that Sarah Imenu also, every day, had this commitment to living a life of Chesed. And as their grandchildren, we should be looking to emulate them and live the same way. Shkoyach, shkoyach.